When a parent's memory begins to change, finding help, clarity, and support. When a parent's memory begins to change, it rarely happens all at once. It may start with small moments that are easy to explain away. Missed appointments, misplaced items, repeated questions, or confusion during familiar routines. For many families, these changes create an uneasy tension between concern and uncertainty. Is this normal aging, or is something else going on? These questions are not always easy to face. Adult children often hesitate to speak up, worried about overreacting or upsetting a parent who values independence. Yet memory loss and cognitive decline are not conditions that tend to resolve on their own, and delaying action can limit important medical and planning options later on. Understanding what to watch for and knowing how to respond can help families move forward with clarity, compassion, and confidence. Why early attention matters. Delays in diagnosing dementia are extremely common. Research highlighted by SciTech Daily shows dementia is frequently mistaken for normal aging, leading to years of delay between the first noticeable symptoms and a formal diagnosis. Those lost years matter. Early diagnosis can allow individuals to access treatment sooner, potentially slowing disease progression and improving quality of life. As reported by Time magazine, newer Alzheimer's treatments, such as those involving lecanemab, appear to be most effective when the disease is identified early. Early awareness also gives families time to prepare. When cognitive decline is identified sooner, a parent may still be able to participate in important decisions about healthcare, living arrangements, finances, and legal planning, including the appointment of a trusted decision maker. Understanding dementia. How common is it? Dementia is not a single disease, but an umbrella term describing a group of conditions that affect memory, thinking, and reasoning. According to research from Columbia University Irving Medical Center, 1 in 10 older Americans is living with dementia. The most common root cause is Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Association estimates that millions of people in the United States are currently affected, with numbers expected to rise as the population ages. Other forms include vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, frontotemporal dementia, and mixed dementia, which involves more than one underlying cause. Importantly, not all memory problems are permanent. Certain medical issues, such as infections, medication side effects, or metabolic imbalances, can cause dementia-like symptoms, particularly in older adults. In some cases, treating the underlying condition can significantly improve cognitive function. Recognizing the signs, more than just forgetfulness. The Mayo Clinic explains that dementia symptoms often develop gradually and tend to worsen over time. While occasional forgetfulness can be a normal part of aging, dementia-related changes typically interfere with daily life. Early signs may include persistent memory loss, such as forgetting recent conversations or repeating the same questions. Communication may become more difficult, with noticeable trouble finding words or following conversations. Over time, a parent may begin getting lost more easily, even in familiar places, or struggle with judgment and problem solving. Planning and completing complex tasks like managing finances, following recipes, or organizing appointments may become increasingly challenging. Families may also notice diminished coordination, confusion about time or place, or changes in mood and personality. Anxiety, agitation, paranoia, and depression are common emotional symptoms and can be especially distressing for loved ones to witness. While aging can bring some changes in memory, significant and ongoing cognitive decline is not considered a normal part of aging and should always be evaluated by a medical professional. Why denial is so common? Even when symptoms are noticeable, many parents resist seeking help. Some dismiss memory issues as harmless or temporary. Others may sense that something is wrong, but feel overwhelmed by fear of losing independence, facing stigma, or becoming a burden on family members. Denial is particularly common in the early stages of dementia. As explained in an article from Alzheimer's Cafe, denial can be a coping mechanism helping individuals manage anxiety about changes they do not yet fully understand. As dementia progresses, some individuals lose insight into their own condition altogether, making resistance to help part of the illness rather than a conscious choice. Encouraging a parent to seek medical evaluation. When a parent is still able to participate in decision-making, a thoughtful, respectful conversation can be an important first step. The Alzheimer's Association's 10 Steps Guide emphasizes the importance of preparing for these discussions by noting specific changes and approaching the topic with empathy rather than confrontation. Family dynamics matter. Some parents may respond better to a spouse, sibling, close friend, or other trusted individual rather than their child. Conversations should be private, calm, and focused on concern and support. Offering to attend a doctor's appointment together can help reduce fear and resistance. Often these discussions take time and may need to happen more than once. At-home cognitive tests as a starting point. For families unsure of how to begin, at-home cognitive screening tools can help organize observations and prompt professional evaluation. One commonly used tool is the short form of the Informant Questionnaire on Cognitive Decline in the Elderly. This questionnaire asks a family member to compare a loved one's current cognitive abilities with how they were 10 years ago. Another option is the self-administered Gerocognitive Examination, or SAG, SAGE, developed by Ohio State University and available online. SAGE assesses multiple cognitive skills, including memory, reasoning, and spatial awareness. Some assessments include tasks such as drawing a clock, which can reveal difficulties with spatial organization and planning. Understanding the limits of self-testing. While at-home tests can be helpful, they are not diagnostic. Results may sometimes provide false reassurance, and particularly in the early stages of dementia when symptoms are subtle. A normal score does not rule out cognitive decline, just as an abnormal score does not confirm it. For this reason, persistent or worsening symptoms should always be discussed with a medical professional. A primary care physician can determine whether further testing or referral to a neurologist or specialist is appropriate. If a self-test is used, bringing the results to a medical appointment can help guide the conversation and next steps. Planning ahead with confidence and care. When memory loss becomes part of a family's life, the challenges extend beyond medical care. Questions about long-term care planning, decision-making authority, and protecting a loved one's wishes often arise quickly and can feel overwhelming. For more than 20 years, Ziegler Estate Law Group has helped Texas families navigate these moments with clarity, compassion, and experience. By planning early, before a loved one has lost capacity to make decisions, you can help preserve dignity, protect independence, and ensure that important legal decisions are made thoughtfully on their terms. If you have concerns about a parent's memory or cognitive changes, speaking with an experienced estate planning attorney can provide peace of mind and a clear path forward for your family. Request your consultation today at ZieglerEstateLaw.com